Thousands live in tents and sheds, sees the 60,000 empty homes. James Ivins. Over 60,000 homes in England and Wales have been vacant for more than 2 years. At the same time, 9,100 people live in tents. And in London alone, around 9,000 beds and sheds fill secret slums. How much longer do we have to watch the market fail to sort this out? The properties are there. Just take them. Even the Liberal Democrats, Britain's second best Tory tribute act, think it's an idea. It's their research which turned up the empty digs through council freedom of information requests. In 5 years, only 19 of those councils, less than 8%, say they've taken any of these places over. They all have the power. After 6 months they can issue empty dwelling management orders for them. 11,000 have been empty over a decade. And so the desperate homeless found makeshift cities of tents. Their population is booming. The 9,100 people living there represent a 56% growth between 2011 and 2016, according to Crisis. The homelessness charity projects 11,000 in tents by 2020. Why? Rents are up, benefits down. Tenancies are insecure, and so is employment. But even families in stable work are now at risk of homelessness, according to the local government and social care ombudsman. Losing a tenancy is the growing cause behind 31% of homelessness in England, says Crisis. It was at 11% when the Tories came to power. Beds and sheds. And it's the Tories themselves who identified 6,000 hidden beds and sheds across two-thirds of London's boroughs, the majority Labour. They estimate the total number to be 9,000. But is there real concern for the poor people living in sheds? They couldn't resist linking it to lost council tax receipts, undocumented migration, and benefit fraud. Of course, getting benefits at all is near impossible thanks to the Tories. Their universal credit system is a disaster. The diminishing amount and extravagant lateness of payments mean 4 out of 5 landlords refuse to take claimants, says the National Landlords Association. The Tories, Blairites, and Liberals have made homelessness normal. Nottingham is trialling a special vending machine for the homeless, dispensing snack food and hygiene products. Key cards allow users 3 items a day. Enough. Take those empty homes, and put them to use. And build council houses now. Nationalize the land and construction companies, the market won't do it. After Grenfell, Jeremy Corbyn was right to call on the council to seize empty properties for survivors. That still needs to happen. But now he should make the call across the country.